Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us. We have created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have lots of discussions on various topics, and we feature many guests, including speakers, healers, psychics, and mediums.
And our show is on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You can follow our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and your insight on our show. And today's episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, realtor and intuitive. You can reach her at 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson, intuitive reader and healer, 651-900-4136. And you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. Please go onto Facebook and like our Divine Goddess Radio page. And tonight we have a special guest. It is Lynn Marie. She has been requested to come back and talk about beginning theta. Welcome, Lynn Marie.
Welcome, Lynn Marie.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're
sure. Welcome.
And we have, if anybody has any questions as they're listening in on theta healing that you'd like to ask, you can either log into the chat room and type it in, and we'll read your question on air, or you can call in. The number is 347-327-9360.
And Lynn Marie, would you like to talk about, you know, how you got started? What is theta healing? Let's start with that, and how you got started, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, let's get started with, I'll talk about how I ended up finding it.
Okay.
I started working on in quantum healing and did very well at it, but I couldn't actually heal myself. So I found that a little frustrating. As I came out of construction as a general contractor, I had arthritis in my hands and the knuckles and my knees super bad. And I couldn't do a lot of other things that requires your hands and knees. Just I overabused them in construction. And so I was looking and researching, trying to find things to actually heal myself without having to go to the step to take Western medicine and take drugs for it to relieve the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did the quantum touch, I stumbled across Theta Healing at the co-op in Stillwater. And I went to a meeting, an introduction meeting, and experienced it, learned a little bit about it, and then I decided to take a class on it. As soon as I kind of got a grasp of what it was, I actually got an idea in my head that this is it. This is a modality that I can actually heal myself with. And so that's how my journey started, and that was in 2008. And as I was a practitioner for a year, the year after that, I became certified as a teacher. And it's all about connecting in a theta brainwave to the connecting to the universal divine energy of the creator of all that is, and making commands and learning how to speak to the creator of all that is and witnessing the changes as they're taking place. It can be a sense of knowing or people actually see these or feel the energy in their body as it's processing, that's which allows you to be the practitioner as well as the witness to the event that's happening. And thus, that's how the theta brainwave state came in the name of the system, is because you're using the theta brainwave to get into to the theta healing to connect actually directly to source.
Okay. So
that makes sense.
And then how does theta healing, I know you said it helped you, how would it help like the average person?
It can help the average person with emotional and physical things that are actually going on in their body. A lot of disease is actually stems from our emotions and our beliefs and our thoughts that are actually from the ego that help create the hamster wheel about worry and fear, which actually help hold it into the body. And our body actually is holds it in different places. Everybody doesn't hold it in the same place of the body. where they hold their emotions and they don't release them, and then thus people start to get sick when they hold their emotions in their body. When people have stress, mostly that's held in the abdomen area. When there's a loss or a grief or some emotional issues going on with family through the heart, that's, you know, tearing at people when they're not getting along or somebody dies, you can actually feel the energy, the emptiness that's in their heart, as well as when people have a lot of stress or financial burdens, they're carrying those loads of those stress actually on the sides of their neck and down their shoulders, causing a heavy sensation of energy. And it allows you to actually feel that energy in the body when you work with somebody.
Okay, so then on that note, is that just current physical and emotional issues that are going on, or how deep can it really go?
It can go from the point of creation where they originated. Not everybody believes that we are reincarnated, but our soul has been here many times, and it came here to evolve and learn and grow and experience things. Our subconscious mind is the computer that holds all of that information. And the Theta Healing actually allows us and teaches us how to access what is programmed in that computer of our subconscious mind and actually start pulling it out and releasing it so we can stop repeating those habits, the things that keep repeating in our families and our ancestors as well.
Well, so when you do a session on somebody and you say that, let's say they're doing this for the very first time, and I'm sure you've had clients to where they don't have a, you know, they have no idea what energy is. Have you ever had them? Have you ever gotten a lot of them. Where you've told them where it stems from?
I do not always tell them that it stems from where it is. I usually start out just explaining. I don't want to overwhelm them with already what they don't know. So I just tell them that I'm actually identifying in the body where they're actually holding the emotions and what they are, and then I usually will ask them some questions about what's going on in their life that actually helped trigger that, what it's holding it, because there's always a trigger point in the body that allows us to accept or activate things that we actually came here to learn and experience in the body, and it may not have been from this lifetime. So a lot of times I will just tell them that this is what I'm sensing in the body, this is what's going on, this is the subject, and then I will tell them that I actually pull it from where it was started. Not necessarily the creation of time, because I don't know if they can understand that, but they can grasp that wherever it starts from. So I try to be very simple with somebody that I actually start working with that has no idea what this is. So I don't try to overload them with too much information at one time.
So
because it can be overloading.
Yes, it can.
So when you say, you know, it helps with emotional problems, is it something that you can work with, like if somebody has depression or anxiety?
Yep. Very easily that stuff can be shifted and changed out of the body and released. I actually just worked with a younger gal just yesterday. She's actually a blue ray, didn't know that, and that makes her like a super empathic person, and she's here to actually transmute energy through the ascension process. Part of the process also was for her is that she, as a 14-year-old, did not know how to process the emotions and the physical things that she was taking on and absorbing from everybody around her and release it out of her body. So that's where I could actually identify what was going on. She's been home for the summer of the school, been very depressed, not wanting to go and do anything, because when a younger person is actually trying to transmute energy of everyone that's around them, especially the ascension the process, what's going on with people releasing stuff out of their body, as well as her parents got some stuff going on, some family issues, and she's trying to absorb it into her own body to release it, but she doesn't know how, so it's actually making her sick, and she had her appendix out last week. When the emotions get in the body, they can literally make you super sick. And if people don't know how to release the emotions out of the body, it makes you sick. So I helped release those emotions out of her body and gave her some new programs and beliefs that she can still be the Blu-ray person, where that's a super empath and transmute energy, but she doesn't have to allow or accept any of the emotional baggage that her body's trying to absorb it. So it just kind of like transmutes through her, and she doesn't hold on to it anymore. By the time we were done with the session, she was smiling again. She was looking like she was going to cry when she sat down.
Oh. So, Lynn Marie, is there ever any residual side effects with anybody who uses Theta Healing?
I haven't had any side effects with anybody. Sometimes, depending what kind of work is done, the person may feel a little tired as they're processing it because their body's actually shifting. The energy actually changes on a structure that when we first sit down to do a session, the energy actually pulls out of the body and leaves, and the new stuff comes in. So the body on a cellular level has to actually process it, and it changes the structures of where those emotions were held and released and brought in a higher frequency and vibration of a more compatible energy that the body can deal with. And releasing the heavier energy. And as the body's structure starts changing, that usually happens permanently over a sleep cycle. But some people process energy longer, so sometimes it's up to like 3 days for somebody to actually process energy.
Well, that's interesting. I was just thinking, going, God, I wonder if I'm one of those individuals.
Well, can you, Lynn Marie, can you walk us through like a session? Like, what can a person expect from one of your sessions?
So when I actually talk with a person, I usually kind of explain that when I connect to Source, that I'm connected directly to Source, and then that energy allows me to connect to their higher self. The energy does not go through me. I'm the connector of the information. I'm the person that talks to Source. So the Theta Healing piece allows us to train ourselves to how to talk to Source in the right way, to explain what's going on in the body and ask Source to do the work. And we're just the witness of it. And that's what I do explain to people when they first sit down. And so I say when I first start pulling the energy out of the body, they will actually feel a sensation of things moving out towards the right. And when the new energy comes in, it will come in through the crown and fill their body and have a warm sensation. And their job is just to sit back and relax. And then when I scan the body, that is the second piece that I will do, is I scan the body, and actually it feels like chunks of energy in like sections of maybe like 2 inches at a time. And it feels like little chunks of energy just go down when you scan the body. So you're seeing it in layers going down 2 inches at a time when you scan the body to see and feel what's going on in it. And the creator will just show you the biggest things that need to be worked on first. And as you undo and heal the process for them, you can ask the questions about how or why or when things started and how does it make them feel. And if things are lingering and not quite cleared up, you can ask the person, you know, does that, what we just removed from your body, let's just give an example. Let's say that a grandfather died. We're releasing that energy out of the body. Ask them if their heart feels lighter. Does it feel empty? You know, because we actually fill it back up with unconditional love from that being that's gone. So it makes it lighter and happier. Those frequencies of the grief and the sorrow and sadness are actually pulled out of the heart and released, so it's not there anymore. And then you ask them if it still feels like it's a tangible thing, like it's still there, or does it seem like it's a little bit farther out of their distance where it's away from them? Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, it does.
So,
it does.
And as we, yep, when we actually clear things out of the body, when they're not tangible, where it feels like it's still part of their reality, it actually moves out of their energy field, and it says, yep, it seems like it's kind of far away from me right now. And I say, good, because if there's a piece of it still seems like it's right in front of you, like it's still there, then we missed something and we need to go back and I'll ask more questions. And when it's in the distance, that means by tomorrow it won't be gone. It won't be in their energy field for them to even remember that it's there. So a lot of times when you work on somebody, you're asking them how they feel about what the work that you just did. So to incorporate their senses and their emotions about what was just released, most of them will say that they just feel lighter or they're quite not sure how it's different, but it doesn't seem like it's still there.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, interesting. So for somebody who's listening to this and going, okay, I don't know if, you know, theta waves, you know, in the brain and it can, and you can heal with that, is there any science?
There is a ton of science on this. Actually, Vienna Stibel has taken a lengthy process to document everything about theta healing. She has a whole big section on her website of all the different kinds of sciences that she's tested it with. Electrostatic graphs, where it shows the source of energy. She did a comparison so she could show this to people so they could kind of grasp it. People are aware of Reiki energy and healing, and it was tested to show how the source energy came in through the healer's body as well as through into their hands and where their brain was. They have, you know, those little things that test their brain to show what wave they were in. And it showed that they were in an alpha state wave, and that's always been known to take away pain and useful for healing. Now, when she did the same test for to be in the theta brain wave, when people were doing theta healing, it showed that the theta brain wave actually brought the practitioner into being able to access that energy at a higher state. And it brings you more into the meditative state so people can kind of understand that. I call it kind of like getting in the zone. You know, when kids play video games, you can talk to them and they're just like gone.
Yep.
So I just want people to kind of understand what that state of feeling kind of is. I used to call it like ladder time. I could be doing mundane stuff, painting, outside doing stuff, and your mind just goes empty and you can just be in a state of, you know, happiness. You're not thinking. So that's kind of the theta brainwave. It also is where we store the memories that allows us to access those of the conscious and the subconscious mind. Whether it's also where our sensations are held in the subconscious mind, it governs our attitudes and beliefs and behaviors, repetitive patterns and repetitive habits. And so when we get into that theta brainwave, it's training our brain to do something that we used to know how to do all the time. Kids are in that brainwave till about 10 or 12. And if sometimes their parents actually shut it down because they can actually see, you know, holographic images of different kinds of beings, whether it's their ancestors or sometimes their guides, their angels, they can see them. And when their parents aren't believing, they kind of shut it down and lose that connection. So kids are actually born with those connections directly all the time. So they're in that intuitive mode of knowing. Does that kind of make sense?
It does.
It does. Is it easy to get to the theta, to get yourself into the theta
brainwave?
Theta brainwave, it actually is pretty easy to do it, and it's just, you know, as adults, it takes people to walk you through the process of how to get there and then actually train your brain to stay in that state without losing the connection, which is sometimes difficult for more people. Kids can, I can walk them through the process in less than a minute, and they're there, and they're like, well, where are you, Mom? How come you're not here? And
well, you know,
I've had parents, but parents have said, well, I don't know, I kind of got lost when you got here. And it's right above their head.
Really?
They got as far as getting above their head.
Since we're right on that subject of, you know, that you help direct people into the theta brainwave, is that something you would be okay with, like, doing right now so people could sit here and try that at home? At home, people, not in the car. At home, would that be something you'd be comfortable with?
I wouldn't do that because I don't want people to not comprehend and learn how to do something. That's like giving them a tool without giving them any direction about how to use it.
True.
You know.
Very true. Yeah.
I don't want. I've seen it happen with other people who aren't certified. And I've seen where it's taken them, and it's turned into a lot of disastrous things by not knowing the commands, how to actually talk to the Creator while they're just asking for willy-nilly things to happen, and they're not asking the right way, so it can create some stuff that's not good to happen, you know, and I'm not here to create things to go the wrong way for people or create a problem for them.
Okay. Well, sorry, didn't mean to put you right there.
That's
but
okay.
Good to face it. Absolutely not. Okay, well, that's good. So,
I want people to learn it the right way so that it's not misused and that they're not going to ask for things the wrong way. It's about our words always being impeccable. If we ask for the right things to happen the right way, we get the correct results.
That makes sense?
I think that's important. Yeah, I think it's important to put out there that this is not just something that,
it's a really powerful tool.
Yes, it is. So how many classes do you need to take to be able to learn about theta healing then?
Yeah, there's a lot of classes that you can actually take. I just printed them out so I'd have a quick number for you guys. There's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's like 8 basic classes that you can take. And I'll just name them off, and there's actually like 23 elective classes that you can take.
Wow.
So there's a lot of different classes and a lot of different levels. There's a basic DNA class, an advanced DNA class, manifesting in abundance class, an intuitive anatomy class, a disease and disorder class, world relations class, rainbow children, a DNA 3 class, and the planes of existence class. And then there's elective classes that work on soulmates, the game of life, animals, plants, helping children grow, family ties, nurturing and having a happy life. I mean, these are things that have been created because people were actually stuck with things that were happening in their life. That's how these elective classes actually came up, because people were asking Vienna for help on things they were still stuck on and they didn't understand how to move themselves out. So that's how those came about. But once you're a practitioner of these classes, you can actually become an instructor. And then from there, you can actually become a master. And there's a certificate of science, and it's an accredited of school that she's actually recognized for, the Think Institute of Knowledge. Yeah, so it's an accredited school. California has an accredited school for just theta healing, and it's certified for CEUs. For continuing education classes, last year I got those classes that I teach certified for continuing education credits as well as myself. So I can do it for chiropractors, nurses, massage therapists, and I also had a gal who was a doctor of psychology came, and my classes were approved for her to take it for CEUs.
Wow.
So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So, Lynn Marie, now you mentioned some of the classes and, you know, about DNA. Now, when you're doing theta healing, are you actually changing DNA structure?
Yes, we are.
Patterns?
Yep. We can actually pull out the DNA, the chromosomes. We can see the defective genes in the body. We can actually pull them out in sets. There's a lot of things that we can actually change with the genes. And it's all about... they have diagrams that are the Creator actually shows us so that we can actually help identify where they are in the body and where they came from.
So that helps within disease then? I mean, is there a lot of...
Yes.
Is it used a lot in medical applications then, I'm assuming?
It is. But we are not doctors and we don't cure things because Source does the work. And so we can't claim that and we don't. But we do work with the genes, and all we can say is, you know, we'll see what happens, because there's the emotional piece that's tied into it. You know, there's a lot of baggage when people get a disease, and by releasing the emotional piece, it actually releases that from the body so the body can actually heal itself.
You know, has anybody ever, is there any way that you can sit here, like, you know, before and after with the DNA? Has anybody ever done that? Is it possible?
I suppose they could have it tested. I guess I'm not aware of that.
I was going to say, has Vienna ever done that, or not that you know of?
I don't know if she has or not.
That would be interesting.
That would be just very interesting.
Because you can do that with PCR. You can do a, you know, take a sample.
I know
before.
That I have. I can. I've done this as I worked with a gal in the cities here who had Lyme's disease, and she did blood test work right at her home because she has a neuroscopic machine and tests blood. And so we both did a blood test on our blood before we did any work at all, and it showed, you know, kind of identified what was going on, and I chuckled that day. I stopped and ate stuff that I never eat, so my blood was all full of junk. I was chuckling. I mean, I had something from McDonald's. I never stop and eat there, but I was like, oh, I'm going to be gone for a long while at her. I don't know how long it's going to take at her house, and I ran out the door. So I ate a bunch of stuff I didn't eat, and it showed up in my blood work. And she's like, well, look at this stuff. You got all this stuff going on in there, and she's identifying what it is from the food I ate. And it was pretty funny. And so after I worked with her for a half hour, we plucked our fingers again and drew blood, and all of the cells changed back into a normal shape.
Oh, wow.
And that's just from a half-hour session. And the energy's not going through me. It goes directly to her, but I'm still receiving some form of energy because the shapes of my blood went back to normal from me just being connected to Source.
Yeah.
So I have a question now. When you see things like in a family, like you're in a family and you see things are passed down, like for example, alcoholism, is that something that you can go in during a session and then remove whatever is ancestral, you know, in relation to that?
Yep. You can remove the addiction itself as well as the habits and the behaviors and the patterns that go with that and release it on an ancestral level. Because it's been passed down, so it's been accepted genetically. So when it comes back in after you release it, you actually have to give them new feelings, new beliefs, new habits, and new beliefs that they know how to live without it. It's almost like creating a new piece of reality for them that they know how to live without drinking. When those thoughts come in, you can replace it with unconditional love from themselves so that the pattern of wanting that quickly leaves their brain and brings in another thought. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, now I have a question because this will draw people in. How about people with really significant and chronic mental health issues like bipolar and borderline and schizophrenia? Is there any documentation on anybody who's worked with that, either you or... You know,
I'm sure Vienna has. She used to work like 12 hours a day with all kinds of people, all walks of life. She worked with people for like 10 years, and she was working 12 hours a day.
Wow.
That's how she got to where I need help. What do I do? She just talks to her. I go, I can't work 12 hours a day anymore, and I can't see hundreds of people all the time. And she manifested more than she could handle as a practitioner. She would have people show up at her door 2-3 in the morning asking them to heal her, you know, heal them. And she's like, okay, this is getting insane. I've manifested something that I can't do, so what do I do? And he goes, Vienna, you need to teach people what you do so you can, you know, have more teachers teach people. So that's how she started teaching people, you know, to teach what she does so there could be more practitioners, you know. So, I mean, that. She teaches all the teachers everywhere out of 25 countries right now. That's what she does.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting to find that out, because I know there's people out there who are just feel hopeless, and for to know if this would be a modality for them to use to just for that installation of hope.
And I think anyone listening who, you know, may be dealing not with something as severe as mental illness or depression, but even just a simple, you know, my mother was afraid of this, so I'm afraid of this, or my father was afraid of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just small things that carry on through the family, and people get hampered by that, and they just want to release it and move on.
Exactly.
And it can be released. You know, those fears and those actions can be completely pulled out of the body, and people stop doing them. And I can have a simple example. I have a gal that I work with that showed up at class going, wow, you can remove an addiction? Let's try this one. She drank Mountain Dew every day for 20 years.
Ooh.
Every single day.
Ooh.
Never
yes,
could live without it. And I said, okay, so let's remove that addiction. She came back to class in a week and said, I haven't even craved one, haven't wanted one. Don't know what happened to the Mountain Dew. It's gone out of my head. Don't need one. She goes, it was great. She goes, now I'm drinking water and other stuff and don't even miss it.
Wow.
It was like cold turkey. I don't know anybody who can quit cold turkey from that kind of caffeine, but it, you know, she didn't get any side effects from it at all.
Well, even food addiction. That would be great for someone to get rid of a food addiction.
It is. You, by removing the addiction, you replace it with more love. And the Creator brings in the programs that they need because we're just asking the Creator to bring in whatever's in their highest and best way to replace it with once you take it out. But, you know, a lot of times if there's other trigger points that are going on why people actually do those things, so you need to get to the root of the problem of what's going on or else you don't, they will actually go back into the repeating habit or, you know, addiction that they got going on.
Oh, interesting. Marie and I are chuckling here because as you're saying that, I'm like touching my stomach going, well, that's one I got to start working on.
I remember her the other night at Dairy Queen going, I'm feeding my emotions.
Well, and it is. You know, there's different emotional pieces while we do certain things, how they make us feel. And as we release those emotions as well as the feelings and bring in new feelings and new patterns and new habits, for them to take on, because if they haven't had those new feelings or habits or patterns before, if they're not created, they'll actually slip back into what they what they already knew, because they don't know.
Oh.
Well, that would be like an example that's amplified. So you have a child who was always mentally and physically abused. Do you think they know what love is or how to receive it in a positive way? Probably guaranteed not. That's all they know is how to receive it from mental or physical abuse. So you pull out all those mental and physical abuse that they've known and connected it with receiving love that way and change it. And knowing that they can actually receive love in a calm manner that's loving and peaceful and harmony. And it actually kind of throws their body into a little shock. And you have to have the Creator teach them what it is to identify that in a positive way. So it doesn't always sometimes happen overnight fast, because if we teach, have the Creator start teaching them this, so they'll start receiving it in different ways from different people in smaller doses that they can actually identify with it, going, hey, that's kind of okay. I think I can take that. I can allow myself to receive that. You know, so sometimes when it's been so extreme, you want to bring in different kinds of things for them to learn how to bring things back into their life or identify with them. So it's not so overwhelming.
Oh, yes.
Well, and I think, too, you know, with there's a very big problem with child obesity in this country. And I know I've seen with different cultures, too, where the parents feel like they're giving them love by feeding them, eat, and then these children don't know when to stop because they associate food with love,
right?
And they, you know, then they end up getting bigger and bigger. So,
but that's the only thing that comforts them.
Yeah, you know, can you do this with children? Can you do Theta Healing with children?
Most certainly, you can. I work with lots of kids. They're very easy to work with. They're so open.
And is it of all ages that you can work with them?
Yep. If they're children, though, and they're not conscious, at age 16 and under, I want their parents' permission to work on them. Otherwise, I don't work on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
And it's just a rule of thumb. Adults, you know, 16 kids know pretty much what they want. You know,
yes.
They're either going to allow it or they're not. And
yep, exactly.
I actually had a young man where his mom's calling me going, please help us, you know, is another child that's a Blu-ray. He was going to the 3 trips to the emergency room in a week because he's so sick trying to transmute energy, and they kept telling him there's nothing wrong. So there he is trying to process emotions that he doesn't know how to. And at that age, he was 16, going, all I have to do is hold the space and connect to God and say, all you have to do is say, I surrender everything that's going on from transmuting this energy. And he wouldn't do it. He said no. And I said, okay, well, I can't help you. You know?
Exactly. I wish I would have had that tool when I was working with kids myself. I could have done a lot of work with that. I have a question for you, because I took a basic class with you not too long ago, and she's fantastic, folks, fantastic. Would I be able to go in and do the weight programs too, or is that another level of theta that I would have to learn to be able to do that?
Nope, you would be able to do them. There's actually a book out that's called Rhythm and Weight. And all you have to do is, it's a small book. You could read through it. Once you've taken the class, you understand what they're asking. And you could actually read through the book, and it helps you identify your emotional pieces that are actually, it has like a workbook in it. So it helps you identify the pieces. A lot of the, you know, the extra classes that aren't, they're like elective, they have like workbooks in them. Because it actually is teaching you how to figure out what's going on with yourself so that you can do the work and figure it out.
Now, I have a question for you. Is it okay that somebody just takes a basic level, or do you recommend that somebody continues to go on for more class?
I would recommend that they at least get through the basic and the manifesting and abundance one. The advanced class teaches you more advanced skills on top of the foundational ones, and so that you get better at what you're doing. And the manifesting in abundance is a whole big section just in what blocks you from receiving abundance. I have a questionnaire that's like 180 questions. And when I first took it after I'd already been working on myself for a year, I had 95% of the questions that I needed to clear out.
Wow.
So it was kind of a lot, and only a handful of those beliefs can actually stop you from receiving abundance.
Huh. So, Lynn Marie, do you need intuitive skills to do theta healing?
No, you don't. And I can explain this. Because I have the CEU classes, I've offered it to nurses, and there have been some nurses in my class who don't have a clue about any intuition skills at all. They have nothing. And they were able to actually do this class and learn it and understand it and actually connect to source and get information. Granted, they are a little slower at doing it, but they are still able to connect to source, get the information from the body, and identify it and do the work, which I thought's pretty amazing for someone who is pretty mainstream.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Well, you know, just because of my experience this weekend at the expo that we were both at together, religion tended to come up a lot this weekend. Would theta healing be viewed as a religion?
It is a no religion.
It
is a no religion. It is open to all religions. It doesn't talk negatively or judge any religion. We actually clear beliefs about religion so that you can be a neutral party in all of your work. It's about being that neutral party as a practitioner in everything that you do. The more beliefs that you remove about judgment and persecution or how you perceive people, that makes you that neutral party. And a lot of those belief systems come from the churches that actually hinder people in moving forward because of what they were actually taught. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And it creates a lot of fear. A lot of times, like an example is, there's a couple religions, I won't name names, that if you sin while you're on your way to dying, many people are actually afraid of crossing over or even dying because they'll hang on, and people are going, why are they hanging on here so long? Because they're actually afraid to cross over because they think they've made too many mistakes and God won't accept them. They're going to go to hell. That is just not true. Source accepts everybody. He's non-judgmental. There's a masculine and feminine energy of Source, of which you can talk to either of those. You can have lengthy conversations with them and ask all sorts of information. Once you learn how to talk to, communicate with Source, you can get tons of information. And the whole thing is about learning and asking more questions and knowing that, okay, yep, I made a mistake in the past, and I don't have to keep repeating that process. I can change it and make a new choice. And so Theta Healing gives you the opportunity to actually go back and mark your lessons complete, mark your contracts complete, and get something new and start over. Kind of like give you a fresh start and move forward in the right direction instead of repeating old habits.
I think that's perfect with what's going on universally and energetically right now, don't you think?
It's huge. And it's about empowering people to be able to heal themselves and not make them codependent on some other healer to help them heal their stuff. You know, it teaches you how to start healing yourself, and that's where it's all about, of the ascension process. And I'm not going to go into that, but it actually teaches you to start working on yourself, and that's what we're all talking about with the ascension process, is taking care of ourselves first and healing ourselves so that we can actually move forward. And in the process, with the Theta Healing process, it's lucky enough that it actually heals yourself, your family, your mother, your brother, your father, your children of yourself, as well as your ancestors at the same time. It's kind of like a bonus. And if your ancestors need that healing, they actually come in for the healing while you're doing the work. So they're much happier on the other side receiving the healing, knowing that you're stopping the process of repeating that theme in the family. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And for listeners out there, if you want to hear more about Lynn Marie talk on this subject, she did a show with us back in April, I believe, one of our first shows on the ascension and understanding that. So you can go back and listen to our podcast on that.
Exactly. And I did that with Lynn Marie, you teaching me that, I did that, and I had a great-grandmother who's been coming in and working with me and very grateful for releasing some of the ancestral stories that have been going on and on and on. And do you believe, like, there are certain individuals within the family that are the ones who are going to break that chain, per se, you know, to heal all ancestral past of whatever it is, heart conditions, you know, if there's any form of, you know, like cancer, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, with the ascension process, we're actually starting to move in that direction with the sacred geometry and the higher frequencies and vibrations that are actually coming into the planet. So just let me back up a step here. Everybody should understand that everything is a frequency and vibration in your body. Our organs have certain harmonic tones in them, and when they have a disease, they're out of balance and out of tone. When you actually do a healing on certain organs of the body, you can actually hear them sing like an orchestra when they're in tune. It's about working with the frequencies and vibrations, and that's all energy is. It's part of quantum physics. And that's the science piece of this. Everything is energy, and scientists know that energy can be moved and shift and changed by the protons and the neutrons. And as we're shifting and changing that energy, when you first learn Theta Healing, you don't quite understand what you're doing of how the science piece works. You just know it works. And as you evolve, like the intuitive anatomy class actually teaches you how to go in to the disease and talk to it and see what's going on. How did you get here? What's holding you in place here? And they actually, those viruses have a mind of their own.
They do.
You know? So, but they're one of the easiest things to get out of the body.
So why isn't this used more in the medical community? I mean, this sounds like, you know, what a wonderful way to heal.
It is a wonderful way to heal. There are actually some alternative doctors that are open to this. Chiropractors are very open to this. So it's becoming more accepted, and more people that are from the Western medicine are, you know, clients like average people are like, caring about their health, who are eating more organic foods, caring about their body, what goes into it, going, well, what's my alternative to taking medicine? What are my other alternatives? You know, because they don't want just to take drugs or medicines because it can mask the emotional piece that's actually going on. So a lot of times, you know, people will go see a therapist. And I've had several people come and go, yep, my therapist has identified this, this, and this. Now what do I do with it? It's like, okay, well, let's take those emotions out of the equation so that your body can actually heal and you can move through it and you're done with it, and then you can start creating something different. So it gives them the little leverage to actually release those things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lynn Marie, we have a caller. Would you be up for taking
sure.
a question from a caller? Okay.
Sure, I would.
Get the caller on the line. Hello, this is Marie. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Marie. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, do you have a question for Lynn Marie?
I'm not sure what kind of questions we can ask. Is it personal questions for a reading or...
I would say you could ask her a question and then see what she has to say. So go ahead and ask your question and she'll let you know.
How long have you been practicing Theta Healing for?
I've actually been practicing Theta Healing since the late 2008 and have been a certified teacher since 2009.
And you have DNA 1 and 2, is it? Or Theta 1, you have the basic and the advanced, or are you a teacher?
Yep, I'm a teacher of the basic and advanced, manifesting in abundance, and I'm not certified to teach the intuitive anatomy, but I have taken it.
And do you recommend the manifestation for Theta?
I do. It actually opens up your eyes to what's actually really blocking you from receiving your manifestations and abundances. It actually helps you figure them out.
Opens your eye, like you focus better into what you really want, you mean?
Well, it actually takes out the programs that are actually blocking you from receiving. We have, there could be programs like sometime generations of family believe that they're destined to be poor, and they'll never have anything. And those are actually beliefs that get stuck in our head, and we actually recreate that in our own lives. That's just one of a lot of programming that can be done, like you're not worthy and deserving of it, or all rich people are, you know, not very nice. And so therefore, by you having that program, you'll create that you won't have that money because you think rich people aren't nice or accepted.
Yes, I see. Do you see, like, any blockages about money for me?
Well, let me just scan you a second. Do I have permission?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. So your money blocks, part of it is actually attached to what the load that you're actually carrying on your shoulders. What is you're actually being, you're stressed at work, and what are you burdened with it?
Oh, okay. Well, I do feel with my work, I do feel... that I have a lot of, responsibility to do it well. So
I'm hearing you're actually underpaid for what you do.
Yes, correct.
So we actually teach muscle testing, but I won't do that tonight because I'm already, we don't have a lot of time. So I'm going to actually, what we usually do is have a person muscle test to see if they actually have a program.
I can muscle test myself.
You can muscle test yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see if you believe that you allow and accept that you're unworthy of getting paid for what you're worth.
So I'm unworthy of getting paid for what I'm worth.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
I'm getting a no.
Okay. So do you actually see the value in your work and what you should be getting paid for?
Yes.
So can you actually ask for that money? Or is there fear about asking for it?
There's some hesitation because there's a hesitation there because my boss will not. She's very, like, she. Every time I ask her, she'll go up a little, but still not where it's supposed to be. So it's like, now I feel okay. I can at least use some of it, but I'm kind of, like, I want to go up a little bit more in the fall. So,
what is actually that person? What is your boss's name?
Her name is Chang, Miss Chang.
Miss Chang? So I'm actually going to talk to Source about working with Miss Chang, and I'm going to ask if I can actually remove her ego so that she can be a neutral party when you ask her for that raise and remove your fear. Can I do that for you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Yeah, I'm just pulling it out. So the energy is actually pulling out. There was a lot of it actually stuck in your heart, and I'm not quite done yet. If you want to hold on a second.
Please, yes.
Okay, so now think about that situation at work. Does it seem like it's more possible for you to actually receive that raise?
I feel a little powerlessness around my hands and asking for bringing in what I want.
Well, you feel powerless.
Yeah, I feel powerlessness around bringing, like, my arms are moving and they're uncomfortable. I'm not sure if I'm sensing this feeling of I'm not going to be fired or anything if I ask for more, but I do love what I do. And
so what will happen to you if you don't ask?
No, I will ask. It's not that I won't ask. There's nothing preventing me from asking. There's nothing preventing me from asking. It's totally fine. I just, you know, her reaction might not be, she might not be happy giving. She might want to put herself and her money situation down in order to stop me. But, you know, that's her problem.
Okay. So should I actually remove that you're powerless and you're her victim?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm her victim.
So just let me explain this. So for every situation that we allow and accept things, and we're 50% co-creators of it. So on a level, you're actually choosing to allow and accept to be her victim, and you're allowing and accepting to be powerless and give her your power. So we'll just shift that. So I just want you to be aware of that, how we choose
yeah,
and accept things.
Yeah, I think within the relationship, that's exactly what's happening. But within the work, it's a separate entity completely. So within my relationship, that is definitely, I can acknowledge that, I can understand that, but not, yeah, so yes.
Okay, so give me a couple seconds and I'll work on this. And then I'll ask you how you feel about it when I'm done.
What are you going to work on? The powerless.
I'm gonna pull out that you're her victim and you've given her your power in order to do it,
mm-hmm.
which holds you helpless. Okay?
Yes, that's totally my thing, yes.
So now I'm going to actually ask you to choose and accept the work because it's sitting on your head. It's not going in.
Okay, this work that we're doing?
The work I just did, can you just say I choose and accept it?
I choose and accept it.
There it goes. So now it's actually going to go in and release from your body.
Okay.
And I'm just going to hold the space while it's going to process through you real quick here.
Okay.
Sometimes of the conscious mind, people don't allow or accept the healing work that's done and actually sits on their head. So that's why you have to sometimes ask them to choose and accept it so it, the work will actually go in and move through the body and release it.
Thank you.
Yep.
And, you know, we only have a couple of minutes left, so maybe if you want to wrap up with Anna. And Anna, maybe you could contact Lynn Marie.
Yes, I would like to book a session with you. Do you have a phone number? Oh, we need to wrap up, but...
Yes.
Definitely would love to work with you. What's your number?
651.
651.
210.
210.
1989.
Do you have a website?
I do. It's www.lynnmarie8@.com.
lynnmarie8.com. .com, okay. Lynn Marie, with an I or Y?
I, M-A-R-I-E.
Okay.
And these guys have all of my information and all the classes that I have that are coming
old,
up.
Yeah, it's actually posted on our old show. You can always email us as well.
Okay, can you wrap up before we go close? Or do you feel...
Well, I'm actually feeling because it's almost done processing, so...
Yep. So if you just go to our... you can go to our blog or go to the Blog Talk Radio page and look for Lynn Marie's last show, and all her information is posted there.
No problem.
All right. Thank you so much, Anna.
Lynn Marie, thank you so much. I will hope to connect with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm listening, so don't hang up on me, please.
Okay. Oh. I'll put you on mute.
Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, so I guess we're going to have to wrap it up, Lynn Marie. We've only got a couple
I'm
seconds
sorry
left.
About that.
Oh, not
that's
a problem.
Okay. No.
That's what the show was about. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, and our show is coming to a wrap. We actually, it's going to be going off the air, so
yep,
Marie's going to do a little spiel.
So anyway, thank you for being with us. Thank you, Lynn Marie. And remember, you can follow our shows on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button. And also check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And if you'd like to reach Beth, her number is 651-900-4136. and Marie, 651-303-0555. And you can download this show and any of our shows off the Blog Talk Radio page. And please go to Facebook and like our Divine Goddess Radio page as well. So have a great week, and we send you love and light.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.